The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Beis Havad Chav Zayin. The Mishnah Namen Beis, Behemo, Shemesa, Lo Yizizenim Im Koimo, Umaisa Visholos, Vitafen Oleo, Valachala Shenitmeis, Vinichnas Lebeis Medish, Vishol, Vamu Lo Yizizim Im Koimo. Why would we not move a Behemo Shemesa? Because it's Mokzah. What about chalash and nitmeis? Chalash and nitmeis, the halacha is that mechuyev strefa. So why should it be mukta? L'chayra, chalash and nitmeis, obviously you can't eat it. Like truma and nitmeis, there's an iser to eat truma, chala, kochim that became tome. The question is, what about to burn it? And to burn it, it's roi lachila, fuel on Yom Tif, motim shemaychal nefesh, you could burn it, you could have anah, you could cook over it, you could burn it for heating purposes. So Rashi explains in the Mishnah, long Rashi, Chalash and Nitmes, Ein Ru'il L'Koyin Hayoyim, Deho Ba'achilo Asura Lo'olam. It's always also L'Achilo, that's not the point. The Shaila is, why is it not Mutter for heating purposes, U'Ba'asoka, to use it for heating, or L'Sito L'Kalboi B'Yomtev also, De'ein Mevaren Kochim T'meim in O'olam B'Yomtev. Rashi introduces the din of an Isser of Serefas Kochim B'Yomtev, Vafilu al yedei bechilas behema the kaimel on ain serving kachim biyomtiv to Mishnah Shabbos and Bamei Medlikin. Veloitema dafka sreifa mishum davar. Rashi says, don't say that only sreifa is also in Medlikin Shemus biyomtiv. Rashi says that the reason why Rashi brings it as a cause Rachmana achshuve laveros and the tziv voesh yisorev hilkoch malachi. Rashi says that there is a gzeres hakosu. Where the Gemara learns out in Shabbos Dav Chov Gimel that Sreifas Kochim B'Yomtiv is also, even though theoretically one would be able to burn the Kochim and to use it for heat, to cook on top of it, but still the Halacha is there's a separate Malacha. Rashi says Hilkoch Malachi, there's a Malacha of Sreifas Kochim. There's a Kasha that's been Kaimemed. This Rashi is trying to answer that we don't treat kochim, chal in this case, shenitmeis, as regular fuel, because there's a malacha of burning kochim. It's not just burning as in regular havara, but burning kochim specifically has a shem malacha. It's gzeres hakosu. The problem is, let's say it is a malacha. Why is it not mutter, like any other malacha, which is mutter, mitnei yoichol nefesh? What's the difference if it's a malacha? Is it worse than any other malacha? Like cooking itself, like havara, like carrying, which is mutter on Yom Tov. Why shouldn't it be mutter on Yom Tov? Because the malacha is like a nefesh. Right now, you need it for like a nefesh purposes. Now, let's qualify this ha'ora. Bishlam, if we're talking the way Tosis and Dav Gimel by us in the beginning of Maseches Beitza says v'shem Yerushalmi. Then, how do we categorize? That's really the theme of Perek Ein Sodom. How do we categorize this 10, 11 different shittas in Rishonim and Acharonim? How to define which malachas are malachas echol nefesh, which are not. We've been involved in these in Yonim for quite some shiurim now. Tosfos in Dav Gimel B'Shem Yerushalmi says that the quality which defines something as echol nefesh, as opposed to not being echol nefesh, is not whether it's needed for echol nefesh, but it's whether that malacha kishela'atzmo is defined as malachas echol nefesh. He brings the nusach of the Yerushalmi, milisha ve'elech. Malachas that are listed in the order of malachas before lisha are not shayik to echol nefesh. Those are agricultural malachas. They're not per se their work in preparing something that will be used for echol nefesh, but they're not echol nefesh per se. Mashayim milisha ve'elech, where you're being misasik at the level of making food, of preparing food, that is malachas echol nefesh. So I could understand that if there's a malacha of Sreifas Kochim, the Sreifas Kochim is a malacha for itself, it's not part of Milisha Ve'elech, even though burning fuel, Havara, would normally be Milisha Ve'elech, but not Havara is Kochim Ve'yotiv. That makes sense. But if we go with the formula which is coined by Rashi in the beginning of our Perek Ein Sodom, where Rashi says that what defines something as malachas echol nefesh is the fact that it's necessary for creating food, as opposed to something that could have been done yesterday. Picking blueberries off a tree is something, or off a bush rather, is something that could have been done yesterday. It doesn't have to be done Yom Tov. Cooking is something that needs to be done on Yom Tov for fresh food. So that's Malacha Zechel Nefesh. That's not being Mevarer. Something might be something that you could only do today, in which case it's Malacha Zechel Nefesh. Squeezing lemon juice is something that you could only do. Schita is something you could only do today, since Malacha Zechel Nefesh. Something that could be done yesterday. Whether something that could be done yesterday and for practical purposes wasn't, would be a Malacha Deiraisa or not, is a subject of controversy. B'shitas Rashi, Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban, but according to Rashi, the world of Malacha Zechel Nefesh has to do with whether it's necessary for Zechel Nefesh. So if right now this is the fuel we have and we want to burn it in order to be able to cook on top, so L'chayra, burning Kotcher B'yantiv is Malacha Zechel Nefesh. But why is it not Mutter like any other thing which is defined as Malacha? But still it's Mutter if it's necessary for Zechel Nefesh. I'd like to share with you a Chuvas Chazam Sefer who defines a certain quality when we talk about which things are mutter, Malacha Zechel Nefesh, which things are mutter on Yom Tov, which things are not, which will give us a little bit insight. The Chasam Sofer is in Eruch Chaim, and Tshuva is in Eruch Chaim, Kuf Mem Tes, and he says he bases himself on Tosfos and Ksuvos Dav Zayin. Tosfos over there, B'toich HaDvarim, in Tosfos, that talks about B'toich Shurut L'Tzoruch, Chut V'Shein L'Tzoruch, and Tosfos says that Hoitzah, they were matir l'tzarech. We know that one is allowed to carry in a Rishus HaRam on Yom Tov. Whether it's mutter shalei l'tzarech klal or not is a subject that we're going to leave over for now. Shittas Rashi is, we'll get back to him Yitzhak Shem this year, that Hoitzah, mitoich shehuteh, it's hutah legamri, even without any tzarech. But Tchum in Tosu says it's not. And the question is, if there's a tzarech, why shouldn't Tchum be mutter? The malacha of walking out of the tchum, the isser of walking out of the tchum on Shabbos, is also a malacha. Why should that not be mutter on Yom Tov if it's necessary for Rechel Nefesh? Explains the Chasam Sofer that the kavon of Tosfos is that most malachas, or rather all malachas, the isser is in a certain maisa. That maisa, if it's done for the purpose of Rechel Nefesh, is not defined as an act of malacha. It's defined as an act of Eichel Nefesh. If we want to use the Ramban's Nusach al HaTorah, which really the Ramban's sheet in the beginning of our Perek, Perek and Tzadon, where the Ramban defines certain malachas as by definition malachas avoido, and by Yom Tov the Torah doesn't say that it's also to do lo yosa kol malachas, it says malachas avoido lo yosa. So one is not allowed to do malachas avoido, malachas Eichel Nefesh is not malachas avoido, but even without the Ramban, the idea is that there are acts which are normally called a malacha, if they're necessary, or if they are generally done for Eichel Nefesh, they are defined as acts of Eichel Nefesh, not acts of malacha. What's also about Tchumen, says the Chasam Sofer, the Chasam Sofer seems to be saying the Torah tomorrow, is that what's also about Tchumen is not the act of walking. The act of walking from point A to point B, where point B is outside of the tchuma where he is not an act of malacha. Carrying an item, Dalaramas and Rishus HaRam, or from Rishus HaYokid to Rishus HaRam, or vice versa, is an act of malacha the same way turning on a light, or making a pair of shoes is a ma'aseh malacha. Masha'enkin, walking from point A to point B, it's not the walking as an act of malacha. It's the poel yoytze, what a person's done is, he is now chutzlum koymoy. Which is the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Lashon of the Pasuk that talks about Al Yeitzi Yishmim Koymer, it's not the Yitzio, it's the fact that he is Chutzlum Koymer. That state is a state which violates Kedusha Shabbos. It's not an act of Malacha per se. It could be the Gemara discusses there's a concept called Tchumen L'Rabbi Kiva, there is a Malacha. Gemara talks about that is a Malacha. Tchumen L'Didan is not a Malacha. There's discussion about whether even according to L'Didan, Tchumen of going Yud Beis Mil would be Darai, so we won't get into that. That's a shmuz for Erevin, maybe a shmuz for the beginning, for the end of the last Perikot Beitza. We're not going to deal with that now. But anyways, the point of the Chasam Sofer is that anything which is not also because the act is a malacha act, but it's also because it creates a state. The state is what's also. The Torah was never matter. Says the Chasam Sofer, I have a raya from Beitza Shinoldo B'Shabbos. If a beitzah was noilad on Shabbos and then Yom Tov came, we don't say Mishum Eichel Nefesh you're allowed to eat the egg on Sunday on Yom Tov. Shavuos fell out on Sunday. We don't say you're allowed to eat the egg on Yom Tov. Chayr Eichel Nefesh, why aren't we matir? He says because Hachono, Chasam Sofer seems to say, Hachono the issue is not an act. when we talk about a ma'aseh tilkul, by the way, when we talk about mukta, we talk about moving something. The common classic mukta of moving something, being the talkul something, which is mukta, that's also an act of malacha. Albeit malacha drama, but it's an act of malacha. Hachono, the pshat is that the Torah created a state in which things have to be. A person has to be b'mkoymoy. If he's out of b'mkoymoy, that's a violation of Kedusha Shabbos. The Torah asked the person being yetzim b'mkoymoy because the being chutz b'mkoymoy is the issur. The issur of achono is not the act of eating it. The issur of achono is a violation of a state of only connecting, using, whatever term you want to use, of things that are mukhon. Something in Tachono, we discussed this concept in the previous year. There's a concept of Hachono, of things need a Hachono in order to be used on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If they're used without Hachono, it's not the use that's an act of Melacha, it's the bitl of the state of Loi Min HaMuchon and Yes Min HaMuchon, that's the Isser. In that sense, there's no Maisa here to call a Maisa of Eichel Nevesh. There's nothing to be matter. Says the Chassam Sofer, I understand that Tchumin, he says, is the same thing. Based on that model, we can understand that Sreifas Kotchin, the point is not that the act of lighting the Sreifas, the Kotchin, is a Maisa Melacha. What the Torah was Mechadish in the Isser of Sreifas Kotchin is that the state of Kotchin going out of existence, of being liquidated, that state is something that violates Kedusha Shams. It's a new thing. Rashi uses the word Melacha, but it's not a Maisa Melacha, it's a state which is a Melacha. A chiddush, but that's l'chayu what Rashi is saying. The Sreifas Kotchim is not also that Rashi compares Sreifas Kotchim if one burns it in the fire or one gives it to a kelev and a kelev eats it. Pshat is obviously the eating of a kelev is not a ma'aseh avora in the classic malachas sense. Where they have a tzad hashov is that both of them, the poel yoytze of the Kotchim being destroyed, the Kotchim being taken out of existence, is the same. Find a parallel, just an interesting parallel, where the Beis Halevi puts a finger on the fact that it would seem that the mitzvah of achilas kotchim, is a mitzvah say for a kohen to eat kotchim. That mitzvah say is niskayim, even though b'chol haTorah kula any mitzvah achilah is only b'kazayis. That mitzvah achilah of achilas kotchim is niskayim, even b'pox b'kazayis. What's the pshat? Beis Halevi says, because the mitzvah is not the act of eating it. Act of eating is only b'kazayis. The mitzvah is the fact that kotchim was eaten. It's the poel yoytze. In that sense, there's no shir of kazayis. But in the same vein, the isser that's meant on Yom Tov of Sreifas kotchim is not an isser of the act of burning kotchim. It's an isser of the state of kotchim that was burned. In that sense, it's not a ma'aseh malacha, it's a malacha state. In the middle, there's no isser of Eichel Nevesh. Eichel Nevesh is a way of defining Act A, not as Melechus Avoida, but Melechus Eichel Nefesh. Once we say that the Issa is not the Maisa, but the Issa is the state, in that sense, the halacha will be that there is no Heter Eichel Nefesh. That's the answer to our question. What do we ask? We ask, the Lechur should be Mutl, like any Melechus, which is Letzoruch Eichel Nefesh. The Teretz is only a Maisa Melechus, Letzoruch Eichel Nefesh, which is no longer a Maisa Melechus. It's a Maisa Eichel Nefesh. It's not a Maisa Eichel, it's not a Maisa Avoida. It's a ma'aseh of preparing oichel. Over here, it's not the act that's awesome. The state of kotchim shem is bar min oilom is a state that's awesome. The malachal state, that state has no heter, mishum, oichel. We want to take this idea a step further. There's a famous kasha of the achroinim, which is really a kasha for daf chof aleph. There's the din of the Gemara says where malachas of anavish is mutter. It's only mutter. Letzorich Yisrael, it's not mutl letzorich goy. If one bakes a cake and the cake is baked letzorich goy, that asks, even though one is allowed to bake a cake on Yom Tov, but it's, if it's made either letzorich after Yom Tov or it's made letzorich goy, letzorich akum, letzorich mocha, then the halacha is that it's a malacha. Facts of Kashayla. Rashi Shita is that any malacha which is mutl letzorich, and we say the halacha is that that's matter even when there's no tzarech at all. One is allowed to carry midaraisu. Rashi holds one is allowed to carry when there's no tzarech at all. Can tzarech goy be worse than for no tzarech at all? Forget about the goy. Dal hagoy mihochi. It's for no tzarech. Call it something that's totally low tzarech. You don't need a tzarech of eichel nefesh. Even when there's no tzarech at all, why would it be worse if it's a tzarech goy? The answer has to be, is that Rashi understands that there are certain meisim that are mutter, because they become defined, on the umptive matters, melechos avoidu, they become defined not as a meisim melacha, they're a meisim eichel nefesh. In that sense, carrying, since it's something that's commonly done, eichel nefesh, so it's defined as a meisim eichel nefesh, not as a meisim melacha, in the sense of hilchus yomtiv, Rashi holds that it won't be defined as a maisa malocha even if it's leila tzarech klal. You don't need the befoil tzarech eichel nefesh to define it not as a maisa malocha. It's enough the fact that it commonly is a maisa eichel nefesh. Even when it's shalel tzarech klal, it'll be mutter. So we here have to add a chiddush that what would normally be the act of baking a cake, which is a maisa eichel nefesh, what turns it into malacha when it's l'tzayr goy is not the act of malacha per se. It's not the fact that the act was done by goy. The poil yoytze, the Torah defines that anything that has a poil yoytze, anything that creates a state of l'tzayr goy, or it's really what he's doing is something which creates a state of l'tzayr mokar, the state redefines the act as a ma'aseh malacha. Per se, the act itself would not be a ma'aseh malacha, because even shalel l'tzayr klal, it's not a ma'aseh malacha, it's a ma'aseh eichel nefesh. But what the Torah said is, the Torah's chiddush of leil tzarech goy is that where one created a poel yoytze of something for a goy, somehow that poel yoytze would recreate that ma'aseh into a ma'aseh malacha. It would redefine the ma'aseh as not being a ma'aseh eichel nefesh, it would redefine it as a ma'aseh malacha. The state sometimes could define that, which gives us a little bit insight. It's a famous story. Rav Shach Zatzal has in his Sefer Avi Ezri, a shtickle on Hilchus Yomtiv, where he talks about a shayla, which actually happened to him. He came home one day on the second day Shavuos, and the Rebbetzin Shach, was baking a cake. Rebbetzin Shach was a nurse, and she was baking a cake for the doctor, the Goyish doctor that she worked for, as a way of showing Hakaras HaTov. And she didn't know the halacha of Leil Tzarech Goy. You're allowed to bake a cake on Yomtiv. Shach came home, and he wanted to, he was clearing, he had a suffix, if something was baked, l'tzarech goy, but thereafter you redefined it, and you then decided to use the l'tzarech yisrael, would that be matter l'mafrei l'malocha? Would we say that it was not a violation of Yom Tov? It could be mevatel the state of l'tzarech goy. What's the shayla? Is it shayich to, a person does a ma'aseh malocha on Shabbos, he digs a hole, and he dug a hole for Charisha to better the ground, and thereafter he wants to get away from it being Melecha Shabbos, so 2 hours after he dug the hole, he thinks, no, he only dug the hole in order to get the dirt, and he wants to redefine L'mafreya, the act of Melecha, that now it's a Melech Shenetzuchel Gufa, because he only dug the hole in order to get the dirt, not for the hole, or any other oifin of where the Kavona defines the Malacha. Could you redefine that 2 hours later? Also, Pshat Shail. The Teretz is that as far as the Maisa Malacha per se is concerned, it wouldn't be Shaykh to call a Maisa Malacha a Maisa Eichel Nefesh a Maisa Malacha because it was L'Shem Goy. Vahray Rashi holds even with Tzav and Tzav at all. The point is the Poel Yoytze, the fact that it's used for a goy, the Torah said that will redefine for us that there's an avoider, there's a malacha being performed, not an act of eichel nefesh. So what happens if 2 hours later he defined the poel yoytze? He didn't use the poel yoytze for a goy. They ate it themselves. Maybe that could redefine differently the ma'isa. If we say that the ma'isa depends on what the kavana was, 2 hours later you can't change the kavana of the ma'isa. But if we say it's what was created, the result of what was done is what creates the state of malacha, that's the chiddush of l'shem akum, so then if we change the result by changing what we use the cake for, maybe that could redefine that, maybe that would go under the category of lachem and not l'gavoyah. I'm sorry, not l'akum. That was the rationale behind Rav Shach Shailov. It's a fascinating discussion he has. Rais Lakan Lakan in Sefer Aviyah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.